We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November.
We are so excited about the Salesforce platform and its great experiences at Dreamforce. I'm here with Shannon Duffy, SVP of Product Marketing for the Salesforce platform. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, first of all, what makes you personally excited about being a leader on the Salesforce platform team?
So I love Dreamforce to begin with. I absolutely love it. It truly is that family reunion feel as you come year after year and you see our great customers, our great colleagues from around the world. And being on the platform team is fantastic. So this will be my second year as part of the platform team. And what blows me away at every single Dreamforce is seeing the amazing things our customers are doing with our technology. They are taking our technology, they are extending their sales and service, their sort of core CRM apps, and then they're building their own apps that are revolutionizing the way they are connecting with their customers.
That's amazing. But let's step back for a second. What is the Salesforce platform?
The Salesforce platform is really, really cool because the Salesforce platform is what our core technologies like sales and service are built on. But we also make it available for our customers to buy so they can extend their investment in core CRM and build their own applications.
That's wonderful. It really is kind of the backbone of so many things that you create.
It is so core to everything that we do. It's amazing.
All right, so since last year, your first Dreamforce is part of the platform team. What's changed? What's new?
So much has changed. So I'm really excited to announce this. This is the 10th anniversary of the Salesforce platform. Yes, we have had a birthday. We are 10 years old. And the Salesforce platform is bigger and better and more amazing than ever before. We are more integrated. We are more intelligent. We have Einstein. We're more mobile with our My Salesforce One product, which now allows anyone to customize Salesforce One to their own branding, their own look and feel. It truly, truly is the platform that is giving our customers the tools to innovate and connect with their customers in whole new ways. I just have to give one other shout out in things that have changed over the past year. Those of you who joined us at Trailhead DX, you might have heard us talk about Salesforce DX. And Salesforce DX makes our platform empowering. We're all about empowering at Salesforce, right? And our platform empowers our customers to take their admins and their developers and give them the perfect way to collaborate and work together to build apps all along that no-code to code spectrum. It's really, really cool.
That is really cool. It's been such a journey even since last Dreamforce. But speaking of Dreamforce, I want to hear about your presence at this year's Dreamforce.
So this is my favorite thing to talk about. I wait for this all year, is to see what my team can do to bring all the beauty of the platform, all that sense of empowerment and innovation to our Dreamforce attendees. So we've got a bunch of stuff going on. So the first thing I'm excited to talk about is The Grove. The Grove is a restaurant. It's about half a block from Moscone. We have reserved it for the week. It's going to be our IT lodge. And so this is the place where IT leaders can come. They can get a meal. They can meet other IT leaders. They can see some demos. They can play with My Salesforce One. They can really get a sense to experience the platform and meet some of the people like myself. I'll be there. Come meet me in a really, really casual setting. So that's really, really exciting. The second thing, we love fun. So we're fun at Salesforce. The platform is no different. And we have created an escape room experience.
What?
It's called Cody Secret Cabin. Yes, Cody, you have your own escape room at Dreamforce. And this is where you can come with your colleagues, with, you know, other attendees, and you can do escape rooms are really hot right now. You have to answer quizzes and questions, and you can do this on site at Dreamforce. And you can learn about the platform along the way. So we're
really integrating learning and fun.
Learning and fun. Isn't that, that's what Dreamforce is all
about.
That
really is.
Learning and fun. And the platform is going to embody that at Dreamforce. The next, we have our platform party on Monday night featuring Bill Nye.
Say what?
Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy. He's going to be at our platform party. He's going to do an interactive demonstration. Really, really excited. So attendees will get to, again, have fun, but also get to meet Bill, hear about his career, sort of his thoughts on science. And he's going to do some demonstrations, which are always exciting.
Yes.
But there's more. I still have more. Not done yet, right? But wait, there's more. We have our IT observatory. It's going to be great. Again, you can see demos. You can see our wonderful, wonderful IoT connected experience with the Salesforce Tower all built out of Legos. Super, super cool. And again, because we're about fun, we have a virtual reality game, Astro's River Run. You can take that. You get to throw acorns and learn about the Salesforce platform all at the same time. And last but not least, of course, don't want to miss it, our keynote.
I love a good keynote.
Yes.
What are you going to be showcasing in your keynote?
So the keynote will tell you all about the platform. It will show you the whole gamut, how our customers, we have some great customers like Shell and Amtrak, how they are using the platform to, again, make their sales and service experiences even better, but how they're also using the platform to innovate. They're building apps for their employees and apps for their customers. And what I'm super excited about, in addition to Shell and Amtrak, which are amazing stories, we also have an amazing nonprofit that's coming. It's called the Caribou Center. They're coming all the way from Kenya. I actually had the privilege of meeting them last month when I was on a Salesforce volunteer trip over in Nairobi. And they have a great story about how they're using the platform to help children, the most disadvantaged children in Kenya, get better education. And they're using the Salesforce platform and the Salesforce One mobile app to do it. It's an amazing story.
Wow, that's truly inspirational. Was that trip life-changing?
It was life-changing. We talk a lot about our values of Salesforce, and of course, we're built on the one-by-one model. This was the first time I had done a VTO trip of this scale. It was a week, and it was truly, truly life-changing, and I'm so grateful to have that experience, and more importantly, be able to bring a little piece of it back with me to Dreamforce, and so all the attendees at the Salesforce platform keynote can hear about this amazing nonprofit and what they're doing halfway around the world.
It is great that these sessions, these keynotes, are really bringing to life the stories that we're seeing on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we're in Kenya, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
And it really is powerful to see these stories come to life. And there, that also happens in the breakout sessions.
Yes.
What are your top breakout sessions for people to attend?
Yes. So you got to come to the product roadmap sessions. These
most
are
popular.
Amazing. Most popular. I mean, the amount of innovation and hard work that our product team has been doing to really bring the Salesforce platform to help us celebrate that 10th anniversary, that 10th birthday in style, is truly amazing. And seeing sort of the vision and where they're going is great. I, of course, am a huge fan of the Women in Tech sessions. It is a subject near and dear to my heart. So I know I won't be missing those. I will be there. I encourage everyone to come as well. We also have some people from the Harvard Business Review. We actually worked with the Harvard Business Review on a study recently about customer experiences and what it means to connect with your customers and to use technology like the Salesforce platform to do that. They'll be on site talking about some of their findings. So a ton of sessions from really specific to our product, to sort of what's going on in our industry, to all the way with sort of tips and best practices for connecting with customers using our technology.
Like you noted before, you'll even be going into depth on Salesforce DX, which I think is very important.
Absolutely. Tons of stuff on DX, which I can't stress this enough. This concept of empowerment is our platform lives it and brings it to life, and our Salesforce DX product is really going to change the way these admin and these dev teams are developing and building new applications for companies all around the world.
So the word empowerment doesn't just come to our sessions and our attendees, but we hope that our employees are also empowered.
Yes.
As a leader at Salesforce, do you feel empowered? Do you learn things at Dreamforce year after year?
Every single year. Every single year. And this is my 8th Dreamforce as part of Salesforce. I know. It's crazy. And every year I'm like, oh, I kind of got this. And then every year I'm just blown away. And I learn from talking to our customers and just seeing what they're doing with the technology. I learn from going to the sessions. Obviously, Mark's keynote every year is incredibly inspirational. I'm excited to see Michelle Obama. I mean, there's so much content. And you leave Dreamforce and you are definitely empowered and a better person because of it.
Wow. 8 Dreamforces. That definitely qualifies you as a veteran. So what tips do you have for people?
So I have a lot of tips. The first is wear comfortable shoes. Shoes today, if you can see these are not comfortable shoes. These are not Dreamforce approved shoes. Definitely wear comfortable shoes. The real first tip is make a plan, look at Agenda Builder, read up, and decide what are your top 3 must-see things that you really, really want to do, right? And sort of build your plan around that. The second, though, is to be flexible, right? Because there's so much stuff. You might have missed stuff in your sort of your research and your planning. And so leave some time to kind of explore Dreamforce, go to the campground, go to these wonderful zones we have, and really see some demos and get hands-on with some things. And third is we've made it easy for you to see everything you want from a platform perspective, because of course, all
that's
the stuff I just explained is really, really exciting. So all you have to do is go to sfdc.co/dfplatform, and it's your one-stop shop. It will summarize and give you links to everything I told you about that's happening from a platform perspective, and you can make sure you're planning all of our stuff into your Dreamforce, which will be over before you know it. That's my last tip. Like, just enjoy every second, because you blink and it's over, and you have to wait till next year, and it's very sad.
It is. But thank you so much for being here. I really can't wait for all of this to come to life.
Thank you. We're really excited. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.